So what do the health experts think of the government's new measures? Rachel Mealy has been speaking to one expert who's given his broad approval for what's been announced today. Rachel joins me now. Rachel, there's been a lot of discussion about Australia's rate of infection in the community. How are medical experts reacting?
Well, Tom, just after the Prime Minister and the Chief Medical Officer spoke today, I spoke to Professor Tony Blakely, who's an epidemiologist and public health medicine specialist from the University of Melbourne. As he said, he's pretty happy with what he heard and says steadily ramping up those social distancing rules is what he wants to see.
I think it's pretty sensible. Now's the time to start slow, well, not slowly, but to steadily ramp up the social distancing measures. And that's what we're seeing with reduction in sizes of group meetings from 500 to 100. It is not yet the time for closing schools, and that remains an open question. And I think it's a fairly sensible and steady as she goes package.
So, Rachel, we've heard a lot about flattening the curve. Now, that's about plotting Australia's new cases onto a curve and projecting how many cases there might be in the weeks and months from now. Are we doing enough to flatten the curve?
You're right. That's what it's all about these days. It's about putting those cases on the curve and having a look at where our health system might have to, what our health system might have to cope with in a few weeks from now. Now, of course, finding that peak is affected by a number of factors. And if you listen to this comment here, Professor Blakely gives a prediction for how many new cases we might reach at the peak of the epidemic in Australia. But he says it is too early to tell if the measures introduced from last Friday have had an impact.
Well, we don't know that yet, but what I can tell you is that these are the types of measures that will flatten the curve. What we want to do is get this curve flattened to the point where, say, and the numbers are scary, but say less than 100,000 new cases at the peak of the epidemic per day, as that's what we're trying to do. And that will mean that the hospitals will hopefully cope, although we may still need to build surge capacity with gymnasiums and things like that for the milder cases.
We've reached 400 plus cases across the country now. What is the trajectory showing you if we continue to take these social distancing measures?
Well, the honest answer is nobody knows, but I've been looking at this closely, and I think what we're looking at is a peak of the epidemic and somewhere between 45, 60 odd days, and where that peak occurs will depend on how much social distancing we do. So the more social distancing we do in the next month or two will push the peak of the epidemic out, maybe even into June. Now, we don't want to keep pushing it out forever and ever, because that just creates economic and social mayhem without much further gain as far as reducing the total number of cases at the end of the year. So it's a delicate balancing act between pushing it out far enough to reduce the peak number of cases so the health services can manage, but not actually crippling our economy.
Professor Tony Blakely is from the University of Melbourne. Rachel Mealy is with me. Rachel, what about the number of deaths? So Britain's chief scientific advisor said overnight that it would be a good outcome if 20,000 or fewer people died due to the virus in the UK. What can we expect in Australia?
Well, these numbers are our grim new reality, Tom, predicting how many Australians will die as a result of this outbreak. Now, Professor Blakely says cocooning older and more vulnerable Australians from catching it is going to be the most important public health endeavour in the weeks and months ahead. And he says maybe at best there will be 5,000 deaths here.
And if 60% of all Australians get infected, then we're sort of looking around the 15,000 mark. And if we can have really good treatment for people and look after people really well in ICU and ring fence our elderly and disabled people, then maybe we can pull it from 15 down to 10,000 and maybe even down to 5,000 if we do a really good job of it. So these are the types of numbers we're talking about. They are scary numbers.
Professor Tony Blakely from the University of Melbourne. Before that, our reporter Rachel Mealy.